And we're back 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got a cloudy Tuesday going on. Some light snow flurries showing up on radar, but nothing treacherous. But still use some caution when you're out there motoring about. Still, our streets and highways and spots still a little bit slippery. Well, it's Tuesday. Got to have our Tuesday conversation with our good friends at Red River Communications. And looky here who stopped into the studio to talk with us today, our media specialist, Carrie Kleingartner. Carrie, good morning.
Hi, Bill.
So good to have you in-house.
Yes, I know. It was great. It worked out that I could come in and visit you in person today.
Well, so. I said I could put a face to that that awesome voice I get to talk to every Tuesday.
Yeah.
So the loaded question, too. Man, where do you start with the year you've had at Red River Communications?
Yeah.
You are busy, busy.
We are, you know, it's been a really storm of great and things happening for us, you know, with the coronavirus that happened. It really brought to light the need for rural broadband.
Yeah.
And how much our communities need and are supported by it for telehealth, for homeschooling. And it has really opened up opportunities for us as a company and the broadband industry as a whole.
Sure.
And we are trying to do everything we can to support this community.
Well, and you do. And, mm-hmm. and you've looked at this, and I don't know how far back you want to go before you looked at it as a company and said, you know what, there's a need here. Somebody got an idea. Fiber's in all of our lives now, including us here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be happier with that. So awesome. The growth has been just amazing. But you are branching out as a company. You're looking to branch out into other areas. Exciting stuff. Tell us about this.
Yeah, you know, and actually that's the reason I'm down here in this beautiful community of Wahpeton this morning. We had a great conversation with the Richland County Commissioners, and we are looking to expand. And I know that those of you that are in this rural Wahpeton, rural Dwight area have heard from me quite a bit over the last couple years. But we are, we've always had our sights on this little area between Dwight going down to Tyler. Mm-hmm. There's a pocket that, and you know who you are if you're in that area, that is only served by wireless. And there's an out-of-state carrier right now that is a prime carrier in that, and yep. we are looking to change that.
Okay.
And the way that we are doing it is there is a grant through the state of North Dakota that Red River Communications is applying for, and we are looking for the public to help support our grant application to bring fiber internet to the residents of rural Wahpeton and rural Dwight. And you know, it's quite a process, but as a community, with the support of the county, with the support of the businesses,
yeah.
of the support of the residents, we can make this happen.
So, Carrie, what do you need from residents out there? And you said, you know who you are. What do you need from them? What do you need them to do to make
yes.
this happen?
Yes, if you're a resident that is in that unserved area of Richland County, you can go to our website. There is a link on our site that you can go and sign a digital letter of support. You've also received a few different mailings for me. You know the website. It's redrivercom.com/grant support. And from there, you can sign a digital letter of support. And really, there's a section on that digital letter that you can write some comments about how, you know, the hardships you've experienced from the lack of high-speed internet, or maybe the things that you would do that could help your community, your life, your business expand because of a high-speed internet connection.
Right.
We want your stories. We want your support. And the more of you that are out there helping us, the more likely we'll be able to bring that internet to you guys.
So just get to your website and just sign that letter,
yep.
and
yep.
you're good to go.
Exactly. Go to redrivercom.com. You'll see that link. And it's the grant support is underneath the About Us tab. And fill that out. It's super easy. It's highly secure. We're using a digital Dropbox sign, mm-hmm. so it's very secure. But yeah, You can also give us a call. I'm happy to visit with you in person if you have a story or you want something. If you're not comfortable signing a digital letter, call me at the office.
Right. And and you got the information, too.
That's right.
Before we wrap, Carrie, brag a little bit about your involvement in the community, because I think that's what sets you guys apart, is how involved you've been, not only with bringing us great fiber service, but as far as the communities, you've been involved in the schools. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, you know, Red River Communications, for those of you that aren't familiar with us, we are a 71-year-old cooperative. And that means that we've been doing this for a very, very long time. And Abercrombie, as you know, is only 20 minutes north of here.
Yeah.
And this community holds a spot near and dear to our hearts. And we want to support you. We want to support organizations. And we take every opportunity to do so, whether it's the youth sports with our promotion we did this fall, where if you signed up for our service, we gave a $50 donation to the sports booster clubs.
That was great.
Yeah, we've been supporting the zoo, any type of events that they have there. You probably got some candy from me at the Zoo Boo not too long ago. But yeah, you're going to see us at events. You're going to see us out in the communities. And we love working here. We love living here. Mm-hmm. We're your friends. We're your neighbors. We're not some fly-by-night company coming in from out of state. That's what you get when you work with Red River. You're working with your neighbors, a local grown company.
Everything and close to home.
We love being here.
Say, if I pay for your gas, will you come in here every Tuesday and talk to me? No, I can get you on the phone. I know
I
that's a lot
it.
Easier
no,
for you. But
you guys have been wonderful, and we're so happy to hear that you're happy with the services that we're bringing here
beyond
at the radio
happy.
Station.
Yeah, beyond
so,
happy. So.
Yeah, so you guys have questions, you could call Bill, too. He'll fill you in.
I'm like I say, I'm your best weekly testimonial.
Yes, you are.
Carrie,
you.
What is your number at Red River Communications?
Yes, you can reach me at 701-553-8309.
Fantastic. Carrie, great to have you here in studio. Safe travels on your way back, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
It's 927. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW, good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News update. Russia is expected to agree to an extension of a UN-brokered deal allowing exports of grain and other farm products from the Black Sea. Bloomberg has reported that Russia likely to allow the deal to renew after its expiration Saturday. They cited four people familiar with the discussions. The people, though, did not specify whether Russia would seek to add new conditions in return for the extension or